Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Kebar, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th of the month, it was the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of Jehovah came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kebar, and the hand of Jehovah was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the look of glowing brass, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof, the likeness of 4 living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had 4 faces, and every one of them had 4 wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled as the look of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under the wings on their 4 sides, and they 4 had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. And the likeness of their faces was the face of a man. And they 4 had the face of a lion on the right side, and they 4 had the face of an ox on the left side. They 4 also had the face of an eagle. And their faces and their wings were parted above. 2 wings above every one were joined to one another, and 2 covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whither the Spirit was to go, they went. They turned not when they went. And as for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, as the appearance of torches. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. And I looked at the living creatures, and behold, 1 wheel upon the earth beside the living creatures, toward their 4 faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was as the look of a chrysolite, and they 4 had 1 likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their 4 sides. They turned not when they went. As for their rims, they were high and dreadful, and they 4 had their rims full of eyes round about. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the Spirit was to go, they went. Thither would their spirit go, and the wheels were lifted up along with them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, they went. And when those stood, they stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up along with them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And there was the likeness of an expanse over the heads of the living creature, as the look of the terrible crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the expanse were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had 2 which covered on this side, and every one had 2 which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, a tumultuous noise, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from above the expanse that was over their heads,